What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of 26 Degrees. Here with you again, as always, it's your boy Larian, joined by my brothers in arms, faithful Miami Hurricanes fans. Bro, I think we got the best fan base. Like, they say we were worse, but be honest with you, you only know about us because we still care. And that's why we here week in and week out. Have no intentions of slowing down, letting out the gas, and we only intend on getting better. Shout out to the feedback we've gotten. I've seen it. Trust me, I really appreciate it. But we're going to get better. I assure you of that. Just from the smallest things to some of the technical things, we're going to upgrade our microphones all around. We're going to give you guys YouTube videos shortly. We're just, you know, we got to get a little bit of the funding to up things, but everybody that's rocking with us, man, we appreciate you. But tell a friend to tell a friend. It's only going to get better. I assure you of that. I promise you. Got to remember, everything here, we're building chemistry, and it's getting better and better. But, yeah, these are my boys, man. Let me introduce y'all to some and present to others. Meezy, what's up, dog?
Hey, man, what's up, y'all? Merry Christmas week, you know what I mean? Merry Christmas week, happy holidays to everyone. We definitely got the best fan base, man. Been down for 20 years, still kept it 10 toes down. But like I said last week, man, we got that shit on now, man. So we definitely got the best fan base, you know what I mean? But what's going on with you, X, man? How you living right now?
I'm good. Just enjoying this, I guess I can say my semi-day off. I'm just enjoying the weather outside. It was raining earlier, but now it's like we're windy, getting cool. But I'm just enjoying my day, man. I don't got the kids today. I'm just chilling, watching TV. And we do got the best fans, no matter what nobody say. Like, our fans are passionate. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? They say we bad and all that, but we just passionate. We want to see greatness again, and that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why we still here.
No doubt.
What's up with the producer, Mr. Producer of the Year, Drew?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Just here chopping it up. Like Larian said, we got the best fan base in the nation, and we're gonna bring the whole hood out. So we're gonna let y'all gonna see some real exciting stuff in 2022.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Like, yeah. See,
hey, man, my bad, not to cut you off, but by the best fan. The other day, man, somebody was and it wasn't even on. I wasn't even on the podcast, but somebody was hitting me up. Like, man, hey, X, you know they talk about your tailgate on the podcast. They're like, man, you had like the best wildest tailgates, and I was like, oh yeah. I'm like, word. So then when we did space the other night, the dude came on. He like, yeah, boy, X, man, I love your tailgates, man. Like, I be having to tell my wife, she got to stay home, boy. She can't go.
That's the best. Hey, that's real, bro. Yeah, hey, pull up. X got tailgates. And next year, I'm working on some stuff right now. It's not, you know, the ink ain't dry yet. But hopefully, you're going to either be able to come to my tailgate or X tailgate or possibly a joint tailgate. Either way, you ain't going to lose.
Yeah, we could collab next year, man.
Yeah, I got some stuff. I got some stuff in the pipeline, man.
I'm definitely pulling up about 3-4 of
every home game, but it's the ink ain't dry yet, so I'm not going to announce that just yet. You know, I'll let y'all know as soon as I know. But trust me, bro, it might be something major coming next year. Your boy gonna be, if this goes down how we anticipated, I'll be at every home game. We gonna go up. It's gonna be plenty of drinks, plenty of food, plenty of ladies, if that's what you into. You know what whatever, I mean? Whatever y'all want. Guys are going to be there for sure because it's football. You know what I mean? I ain't judging no one's lifestyle. Come on out. Everybody, listen. Come out. Have a good time with us. Either way, I'm going to be at some home games for sure next year, but there's an opportunity that I may be at every home game, so it could be up.
So, yeah, it's gonna be plenty of whatever y'all want. It's gonna be plenty of. It's always plenty of anyway. So
it's Miami, bro. Yeah, man. that's a no brainer. It ain't Gainesville. It ain't Tallahassee. It's a little different. But and then
the other one, we working on the Texas A&M one in College Station. We working on that. I just gotta get the right people, man, to see how we gonna put that together. Because, you know, if you haven't been to Texas College Station, man, it's a rough place to tailgate because they fans. Like, they not sharing. But we Canes, man, so we going to go in there and take what we want. That ain't, it ain't even going to be like, man, hey, I don't care what y'all – we taking this. What you want to do. We built different. Yeah, so we working on that one. So stay tuned. It's going to be some things about that game.
No doubt. How y'all boys been since the last time we convened? Meezy, how was your past weekend, man?
Man, it was good. First weekend off on this school break.
Yes.
We won't go back to January 3rd, man. So I've been cooling, watching a lot of football, getting my mind right, just vibing, you know what I mean? My parents flew in to town today, so I'm going to be kicking it with them next couple of days up until Christmas. But I've been good, man. I can't complain. Loving it. It's my favorite time of the year, you know what I mean? Especially when we got this holiday break, you know what I'm saying? That definitely adds into it. But I've been good, man. What about you, X? What you been having going on?
Man, you know me, man. Saturday, I was in Tussie's. Sunday, I was in Tussie's watching football. I was supposed to go to Tussie's again yesterday, man, but I was tired. I was like, man, hold up. I see some more Hennessy right now. I might just pass out, but.
They give you a job there, bro.
Yeah, hey, it's man. Look, I went upstairs too on Saturday, so they were like, "Man, it's where you at?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm upstairs. I'm actually watching y'all while y'all downstairs." They like, "Man, let us come up there." I'm like, "You got to pay to come up here, man."
Nah, don't give my man no job. Give him an endorsement.
Yeah,
he's a brand ambassador. Right. You know what I mean?
Right, man, I got people going to Tussie's off my face alone.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Tell him pull out to the show, bro. We get, you know, let's work.
Man, my dog hit me up in Tampa the other day. He was like, "Man, how the podcast going?" I'm like, "Man, it's going real good and everything, man." He was like, "Hey, man. That dude X," he was like, "That boy really do that Tootsie's thing." I'm like, "Yeah, he do, bro."
Home is home. Home is home, bro. Home is
home, man. I go where I feel comfortable at, man.
There
I feel
you go.
Comfortable there, man.
Hey, everybody got to have a cheers, you know what I mean? Where everybody knows your name. That's all. My weekend, I took it chill because this weekend coming, I'm going well, it's not even going to quite be the weekend. Thursday, I'll be flying out to Nashville, checking out the Niners and Titans game. I'm a Niners fan for all of you out that may not know that.
You talking about next week, Thursday?
No, this Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, it's a Sunday game. Okay.
Yep, this Thursday. So, actually, by the time y'all get this show, I may actually end up dropping this show Thursday morning. That'll actually be my goal. So, you know, I'm going to drop it Thursday. I ain't even going to say maybe. So, Thursday, today, when y'all hear this show, I will be in Nashville. So,
I'm not on a run lately, ain't they?
We doing okay. We doing all right.
Better than I thought they was when the season first started.
We stumbled out the gate, yep. Yeah. To be honest with you. Be honest with you, man. This team right now should probably be five games above 500 right now. But we stumbled a little bit out the gate. Getting it back together. But, so this weekend, I'm actually going out to Nashville to catch the game, meeting up with my homegirl, Kelsey. Shout out to her. And I'm going to hang out in Nashville for the weekend, man, and just see the city, go take in some of the sights after the game and all that. And, yeah, just soak it all in. So this last weekend, I actually decided, yo, just work and then chill because next weekend I'm going to turn it up a lot, man. So that's me, man. What about you, Drew? Where you coming from? Tijuana Flash, like what you, what you know what I mean? What my boy been up to, you know what I mean?
Oh man, oh yeah, this weekend I went to this like this Afrobeats thing and met this chick over there, so might not have to be going over to Tijuana anytime soon. But but yeah, just been chilling, really, just watching football, you know. Trying to stay up on this this recruiting. But yeah, that's about it. That's about it, really.
That's what's up, man. Well, with no further ado, man, we're going to get into the meat of the docket. Actually, we have a special
shit I ever heard you say, bro.
That was pretty funny, actually. May not have to go to Tijuana. You never had to go to Tijuana. You just filthy. But we're gonna go ahead and get into the meat of the docket, man. Actually reached out to the homie Steve-O, aka 365 Canes Info on Twitter, and he was able to pull up with us. So allow me to plug him in, bring him on, man. He's gonna kick a lot of game knowledge about how he started, how he got into it, where he's from, how he comes, all of that. Y'all sit still real quick. Let us introduce Steve-O to you all. Stay tuned. So, man, we're gonna welcome in our guest today, the homie Steve-O from 365 Canes Info, which is actually what that's affiliated with Canes Insight, correct?
Yeah. I'm contributing over there with Canes Insight. They D-Money done looked out for me plenty of times, so that was mad love over there.
That's what's up, man. So for those, I'm pretty sure everybody that listens to this, but there's got to be one or two who are not familiar. Steve-O's kind of area of expertise is film breakdown, man. And I'll be honest with you, that's always been something I wanted to get more familiar with, understand a lot more. So I love watching that. And I think you do an excellent job, man. How did you originally get into just film breakdown?
Getting into film breakdown, as a kid, I was breaking down. My whole family, I'm from Broward County, and you know, my whole family played football. You know, my dad's, uncles, older brothers. I got three older brothers. You know, two of them blood, one of them is full. You know, them are still my big dogs, and they've always like tried to teach me the right way to go on about it. And it was just, I had an uncle who, you know, before he went to the military, you know, after an injury, you know, he was going to Notre Dame. I got another uncle, you know, who played for the Broncos, Obed Toro. They got a Super Bowl ring. And it just always been like in my family, like, yo, this is what you got to do. And this is how you got to prepare. And then as I started getting through high school, it just came to me that, you know, I seen things a little bit different, and it's like starting to come in practice. People would gravitate towards me, like, "Yo, hey, I'm doing this right," or "Yo, hey, where I'm at on this play," type stuff. And then ever since then, I just always try to like make sure I knew, because if I had to ask somebody else, I feel like I let them boys down if they looked to me.
That's what's up. So, when it comes to like actually taking film and breaking it down, right, like, I obviously don't like. I watch how you get to like zoom forward and back, and I'm like, "Yo, where you get this from?" Because I just watch, like, I rewatch games after we lose, like a maniac or win. I always rewatch them to see things that I thought I missed. So, how do you get like your hands on the film, or what like program do you use in order to break it down like that?
My girl hooked me up. She's a streamer. So she got me this program called OBS, Streamlabs OBS, mm-hmm. and it lets you like capture them. So I'll either, you know, sometimes you get the game on YouTube. I like to go to the whole games. I hate the condensed games. So yeah, if I can get the whole game, I'm gonna do that. Or if I have it like recorded here at the house and I like save it on a file and then like, you know, go through it and I record each play. It's a long process though, like, because I hate to just leave things out. When I see things, I'm like, oh, I want to talk about it, because I see people on the TL, they talk about this, they talk about that, and I'd be like, yo, there's a lot of things that go over a course of a game that dictate, you know, why that play was called, why this coverage was called, why, you know, we're changing something, you know, third quarter. I like to point those type of things out. So by the end of the night, I'm like 60 plays in, I'm like, damn,
That's that's commendable, bro. Like, yeah, I'd be like,
that's the job of a GA.
Man, that, yeah, exactly. And yeah, I'm like,
that's what I'm trying to get into, coaching. Yeah. I had an opportunity at South Broward this year to be a receiver coach, but it came so late that I couldn't get out my full-time job. But, you know, that's something I'm still trying to do. And, like, right now I'm in semi-pro, but you know, I played arena. I'm trying to get back into that. So I really don't know what, like, where I'm going to go with it. But I just love football, and I love the U, man. I love it more than anything.
Oh, no doubt, bro. I picked that up, like, immediately. Like, I was like, yo, I fuck with Young Bull, like, immediately. I was like, yo, I could tell he's got a passion for this. Because, again, I knew you had to be going out of your way to break all this stuff down. So I was like, man, this ain't no play thing. I could tell it's a passion of yours. Which is why, like, I literally could just – I'll come home sometime and be like, let me just watch a little bit. And next thing you know, I'm like, bro, I've been watching film. And I love it because it just gives the layman an opportunity to understand the intricacies. So I heard you say you've done some arena ball, some semi-pro stuff right now. So where is your football background? Like, have you been playing ever since Pop Warner? So,
yeah, I played at Pasadena Lakes Panthers, baby, and we handled business my whole time there. So that was my little league. Then I went to Nova High School, the lottery school right across from like NSU. That's back when like NSU had a team. Left there. I was not as cool headed back then. So I had to go to another school. Went to Western, and then ended up having to finish out at Whitten Rogers, which was another mistake. But it learned a lot from it. And then I went away to school. I tried to go out to California first. That's why I commend like y'all, like X football, everybody. Not everybody a D1 kid, man. They don't understand how much money it takes to go out of state and pay these type of fees and you know, live this type of life. They see the stuff, you know, on Last Chance U, but then wait till you see the season 5 and there ain't no scholarships. You know, it gets rough out there. And so I had to bounce around a couple places, and then I ended up, the funniest thing is I didn't want to go back home. I didn't want to come back here. So I went to TCC over there in Tallahassee to stay in school so I can make sure I don't get in trouble. I was getting a lot more trouble back then. And then I was sitting there, and then that's when some things were like, your arena came in. I had tried out for the Orlando Predators. A couple of different things. Leagues had started to fold. That's what like killed me. It's like leagues started to fold. And then I kind of was just like, damn, I'm done with it. And I was training kids, you know, receivers and DBs down here in South Florida. And, like, I don't know if y'all know Goldfeed Global, T.A., Tevin Allen Jr., Tyree. It was, like, my big bros. They've been training for a long time. They train a lot of kids on UM, you know, Restrepo, Jacoby. That's why I ain't going to rain on Jacoby. But, like, so I just take a lot what I learned from them. You know, they be having mad NFL players out there like Robbie Anderson. A lot of them boys just be passing knowledge on. And I just always been the type of person that, you know, somebody speaking knowledge, I'm going to have my pen and paper out. I'm trying to absorb, trying to take it all in.
That's what's up, man. So, like, naturally, you what, corner, wide?
What I play receiver. I mean, receiver. My whole life, I played quarterback and safety, but that's little league. Then you get to high school, and I was playing corner. Coach Moss, Sonoris Moss's cousin, Greg Moss, that was my cornerback's coach. Boy, lit. Certified. Shout out to Coach Moss. We had met him one time when he took us to Chili's and stuff. That was one of the best things. If I went to my mama's house, I got a picture signed from Sonoris. That thing was, I love that that night. But yeah, so I'll get skill position like that. I mean,
that's what's up, man.
That's why I always, my favorite thing. Well, why I always like to try to, even though I don't like to be biased, but I tend to, you know, get maybe a little bit more detailed with the offense, especially like with the route concepts. You know, why it's being called, because a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of plays in that playbook where that ball is most likely not coming your way. Like, you know, it's not. But you got to be able to run it so you can get somebody wide butt naked open, and then not beating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because we spoke on that on the roll-up about people not understanding dummy routes, but how important it is to run them as if you're the primary. I mean, it, like you said, it can open up so many other things.
Everything gotta look the same.
Right, exactly. It's gotta look like no matter what. So you don't know where the ball's going. If it becomes predictable, then obviously we're doing a bad job. So I was curious. I remember I don't even think I saw it, but I think you were tweeting about how you did a Joe Brady breakdown, and yeah, like he's been eliminated, right? I was like, damn.
I was hurting. Yeah. I still got it. I got faith, hopefully, that he comes through. I still got it ready.
See, I'm going to tell you my Joe Brady beef, because I said it. This is 26 Degrees is this particular show, right? This is just our Miami-based show, but I'm on the bigger show called The Roll Up, and, you know, I spoke on it on there is, I just can't do coaches in college who don't want to recruit. I don't want to hear it. It's part of the game, man. If you're not interested in it, I respect it. But I don't want us hiring people that don't want to be a part of the process. And, you know, because then you end up with Dan Mullen. Like, Dan Mullen can draw it up, but, dude, he don't want to bother with it. He just doesn't want to deal with that.
Or build relationships.
Right. Because I think he's a little bit maybe socially awkward type guy. But, all right, so Brady's off the menu now. Who would be your pick for OC if you got to pick?
If I got to pick, I would have took Zach Kitley, who went to from Western Kentucky, who went to Texas Tech. He was a protege for Cliff Kingsbury, so it makes sense for him. That's kind of like a coming home for sorts. Mm. That was my guy on Twitter. I was telling people to look out for this because I personally feel like we need more air raid concepts. And when I say that, that means more shallow crosses. You get more guys in space, and when safeties bite up or if they bracket the dig behind it, that's when you have the post over the top. It does a lot of things for you. And I wanted, you know, that type of offense. I'm huge on the receiving core that we have. You know, somebody I was just talking about works out with Kofi Global, Jacoby George. That boy gonna be a star.
I like him. Star. I like him a lot.
That will be a star. That's gonna be Lauderdale's next finest, baby. Even Elijah Moore the other day was on video saying he up next because he be working out with all these NFL guys, not looking like, you know, he's out of place. It's insane athleticism. Same with X. Nobody can outwork X. So I'm super, super biased to wanting a receiver-friendly system, but I understand balance, and you have to be able to run the ball. And the perfect OC for me, if I would just be able to pin out some money and be like slide, would be Jeff Grimes from Baylor. I like Jeff Grimes from Baylor. I got put on because on Saturdays, like, my lady hates Saturdays because I just watch football from 12 noon when it starts to past 12 at night because you got, you know, Pac-12 at the door. And
then, yeah, so
I would catch them late night BYU games, and like, people sleep. I like watching BYU. They're kind of fun. They always have some like energetic, you know, charismatic thing. The coach over there, you know.
Right.
And I started watching that offense, and then I started looking into the offense because I was like, yo, if BYU wasn't snapping like this. And I started looking into, like, the numbers, what's going on, and Travis Wilson, you know, tearing it up like he did. And I seen his background, his offensive line. That's the most important thing. But as a skill position player, I'll tell you, I don't care if you could be a, you know, a coach that could draw this up. Yo, if I can't get the ball because we ain't got no O-line, it don't matter.
So right.
I really liked his background in the O-line with SEC stuff and the way he's not a full up-tempo spread guy. He's a multiple package, but he has tempo to it. I think what he's doing at Baylor is insane. But right now, I think for the Hurricanes, probably the top OC is Kendall Briles because he runs the veer and shoot. And at Oregon, Joe Moorhead, he ran a lot of inverted veer. It's basically just how you move your linemen, get them to the second level. For your inside zones and stuff, but it would be familiar for Mirabal to coach his O lineman. So that's why I think maybe he's an attractive candidate. Plus, Jake Garcia and Ja'Kari Brown have a relationship with them. Those are the quarterbacks of the future. So it makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, this is the one I've been getting. People have been asking me because I haven't heard much. You know, I'm not as plugged in as a lot of other people, but I got a few guys close to me. What about DC? I haven't heard. I've heard only the last name I heard that was kind of ringing off a little bit. Ole Miss's DC.
Chris Partridge.
Partridge, thank you. Chris Partridge, yeah.
People were confusing it with Charlie
Partridge. Charlie, yeah. Which Charlie, he came out and said he wasn't going to coach the D-line. I was like, all right, Charlie, your loss. Stay up in Pittsburgh.
But we need Samoan buddy from Oregon. Get them Polynesians over here. That's what I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, especially if we eventually shift systems. I would expect us to be probably more of still that 4-2-5 look next year. But I don't know ultimately what Mario would like to do once he's able to recruit. But yeah, same question, I guess. Looking DC, who would you kind of pull in there?
The name I've heard, and shit, y'all cool with X, so y'all mm-hmm. with the plug, you feel me?
Yeah.
So everything I've heard, you know, usually my dog Flo or Maxwell, you know, shoot me a little thing. But last thing I heard was Schumann from Georgia. He's a young guy. You know, I know he's a top candidate. Don't know if there's like smoke or if he's been interviewed. But I kind of really like his linebacker play because, you know, Georgia runs a multiple defense. So they're going to run a lot of odd because they have the D lineman to do it. Right now, I don't think we could off rip just do that at Miami because we don't have the bodies or the depth to do it. But being so coached at the linebacker level is insanely important. I think every Canes fan can agree. And there's a new trick that you have to teach your linebackers now, and that's the RPO. You're the read defender. If you're playing outside linebacker, you're playing nickel, you know, you're to the trip side, you're the read defender on that RPO. If you come in on the run, they're going to flip it out every time. If you jump on the bubble, they're going to hand it off every time. You have to learn not to be a deer in the headlights. And so to have a coach who understands that and, you know, is coaching at a very high level makes me very happy. What I want him, because he's a first-time DC, I don't know. That's where that comes in. It's just like, yo, they saying we got $8 million to just drop on any coach we want. You know, there should be somebody who at least been a defensive coordinator, even though I think he would do good. And I think if we was looking for an up-and-comer, you know, that's where to pluck him from if you're looking anywhere else. But, yeah, I don't know. That's the only name I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard Derek Mason is another option.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's cap. And he runs the multiple.
He runs the multiple. He has the defensive coordinator experience, and he has the head coaching.
Yeah, I like Mason. I think he's a hell of a coach. Certainly wouldn't mind him coming on staff with us.
Very disciplined. Would fit in.
Yeah. Plus, he's ready.
And he knows how to scheme a defense and shut down the offense because he did it against Alabama this year.
And he was ready to fade Mullen that game, so I was all about that shit, bro. He was like, "Yo, what you want to do, bro?" Like, he was like, all that yakety yak. You know what I'm saying? Like, be respectful.
Yeah, Mullins just look like somebody who just get took off on, bro. If you seen him, you know, I just take off on Mullins.
Like, yo, he ain't even did nothing. Just hook off, bro. That's what's up. Man, let everybody know where they can find your stuff before we let you get out of here, man. I certainly appreciate your time. If y'all haven't started checking his stuff out, man, I promise you, it's football nerd heaven. You get to really sit down and digest some really good stuff, man, and learn. I've learned a lot just watching it. So let the people know where they can find you, man.
First off, I appreciate you, dog. Appreciate y'all, boys. Y'all can find me on Twitter at 365 Canes Info. The page is 365 Canes Football, but I can't make that an at because it's too long. So it would have been 365 Canes Football. But so, yeah, you can catch me at, and on YouTube. I do the Canes Insight live show, you know, at 9 p.m. on every Wednesday. We get guests on. I know most of my friends that I went to school with, you know, are coaching now in Little League in Broward, at least. I mean, in high school in Broward, at least. So we had dealer coaches on. So I'll be having, you know, coaches on here and there. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter and then, you know, on Canes Insight on YouTube.
No doubt, man. Hey, Steve-O, thanks again, man. We appreciate you pulling up, man. Continue doing what you're doing. I see big things for you, bro. Real talk. You got a gift for this. Don't quit. Keep moving. Something big is coming for you, man. Real talk.
Sir. Something big in the works is coming on right now. I'm working on my first NIL deal.
Let's go.
Yes. You know, you already know. Y'all could guess what position it's going to be. I'm going to attack that whole room, baby.
Let's go.
I'm coming for everybody.
I like it, man. I like it, bro. Hey, thanks once again, man. We'll catch up with you later on, brother.
No problem, man. Y'all boys be easy.
Stay blessed. Later. Yeah. Shout out Steve-O, man. Y'all follow him on Twitter at 365 Canes Info. He's over there on Canes Insight, contributing. Honestly, man, great film breakdown. God is just going hard for it. Like, big dreams. I hope to see him accomplish everything he's going for. Love what he does. Love his understanding of the game and how he makes it plain to other people. So, I appreciate you kicking it with us, Steve-O, man. So, we'll get into the rest of the docket at this point. This week, we were able to add... It's funny, the last show we did, we added Jahlil Skinner, but in the excitement of all that, which is honestly pretty odd, we had already added Jacob Lichtenstein, transfer out of USC. A guy that, you know, in my opinion, is going to add depth. More, you know, unlikely he'll be a starter for us, but he does have a great frame, a 6'6 guy. Think he's weighing in about 270, 280, if I'm not mistaken. So he's a guy that can, he'll be a little similar to Rousseau as far as frame. Not saying he'll have the production, but he'll be able to kick inside, I think, on obvious pass downs and disrupt things with guards, because he's going to have, you know, a 6'7 guy. You're looking at a long limb guy that's going to really be able to take advantage of college guards, especially inside. And a guy I think will help us set the edge on running plays. So a good depth addition, I think, to the class. Thoughts on Jacob Lichtenstein?
Yeah, it's another body on the line. Can be a little run stopper on the DN side and kick in too. At times, pass rushing downs. I don't think he's going to be a starter or anything, but just a good addition to have on the roster. I believe he had, 22 tackles, 4 sacks last year for USC. And he's a Florida kid. He's from down there.
28 tackles.
28 tackles, okay, 4 sacks. And he's from down there, too. So you can't never have too many big bodies that can move on a D-line, keep those boys fresh and everything. So I thought it was a pretty good pickup. Nothing like earth-shattering, but a good pickup, solid pickup.
Yeah, a body. And, you know, he grew up a Canes fan, so, you know, he's coming home to his actual dream school. You know, kids say that all the time. But he's a kid that meant it. I saw an old video of him where he was saying, if they offered, he's committing. It was that simple for him. Didn't work out for him in that situation, but he still ended up playing big time football at USC. So get him back home, new fire in his belly. If nothing else, I do think he's going to bring quality depth and physicality. Yeah, leadership, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah,
he was one of USC's captains. So and he was known as a workout beast. So I think that's something that the D-line room, if Nesta doesn't come back, I think that D-line room is going to need that older leader who, you know, he's going to come in and play his role. But I think the way he goes about his business is going to kind of be similar to a KJ Osborne did for the wide receiver room, where they're going to watch an older guy go about his business and handle, you know, how he handles himself like a professional.
Is he one of those
2-for-1,
2 years?
Yeah, and he has 2 years too.
Yeah, 2 years. Yep.
Yeah. So I think this is a big pickup for us as far as dev, as far as leadership on the D line, because we got a lot of young bulls, but they still need a older leader, and it's just getting that depth and that big body in there that can play multiple roles.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Like you say, we got an extra big body. Might be losing 3 defensive tackles. That's not even including the guy we lost, the dancing guy we lost earlier in the year. I don't even want to say his name, but that's 4 defensive tackles that you lose. So we actually only have maybe 3 coming back. Maybe, I'm thinking. I can't even know the name. So yeah, that
they showed the roster. It was pretty thin.
Harrison Hunt and Miller, still the ones that are coming back.
No. I'm sorry. I'm not even adding Miller. I'm saying you got LT, you got Hunt, and you got Hayes. Allen Hayes.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's because actually me and Drew were talking about this yesterday. I thought Nesta was kind of foregone. He's gone. Is that you got any word on that yet?
Nah, nothing yet. The only thing we heard was he did say it would be interesting to play for Mario.
There's a few players like that because Ivy in the same situation too. I thought he was. I feel like he might leave still.
But I think a lot of guys that we thought was going to leave, now that we have Mario and they see that we have TBD and the offense we have, we have a real good shot of winning that ACC next year. I think a lot of dudes are going to come back and trying to finish.
You know, what would y'all do if
if they let them come back? Because
don't let Nesta.
I know me and Streeta, and we were just on the show earlier today, and we were talking about, you know, sometimes when that new coach come in, he pushes players out. Like, do you want to sit and stay? DeAndre Johnson just announced he's foregoing the bowl game and he's going to go for the NFL. That might be a situation where he say, "Hey man, this new coach coming in he might push me out."
Yeah. But why not play in a bowl game if you was him to help yourself out though? Like, who do you think he?
That's personal. I don't know.
Yeah, but personal. X, you think Nesta should come back, and if. Do you think Mario will let him come back?
I would love for Nesta to come back.
Do you think he should though?
Yeah,
I think he should. I mean, if he want to up his stock, yeah,
because he's not getting drafted as of now.
Should yeah, I agree with you. I don't think he gets drafted. I think he'll get a shot, obviously, as a free agent, undrafted free agent. Should I don't know how much more he can improve his stock. Would I welcome him back? Absolutely. I think Nesta is a very good college player. Absolutely. I don't know if he'll project as a good pro, but as a college player, man, I hope he comes back. That'll provide tremendous leadership, depth, physicality. He did not – this is one of the things that's kind of a myth about Nesta. He's not a bad player by any stretch of the imagination. It's just that he may not have blown up as possibly projected. So that's what you're looking at with Nesta. But he is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a bad player. He would only be a letdown if you thought maybe he would be a superstar. I won't call him that.
And he has a
real solid for us.
Yeah, he comes up a lot. He comes up a lot for those ends and stuff, man.
Absolutely. So, I mean, as a fan... I hope he comes back. If I'm in his corner as a personal advisor, I'll probably tell him, go ahead, man, and just go ahead and get the process going to see if you can crack a roster and contribute at the next level.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I know the college juniors, they had to put in their evaluations in by December 15th to the draft board. So I'm pretty sure he probably did start the process to see where you get drafted. But I don't see Nesta without pass rush moves at the D tackle spot. I don't see him being anything better than a fifth rounder until he learns how to get some pass rush moves and get some more sacks. Because like when it comes to the run game, I think Nesta's solid when it comes to the run game. It's just that when it comes to rushing the passer, I think he still lacks there.
Yeah, I agree. But
fair enough.
You know, I mean, like I say, I would love for him to come back. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been real solid for us. Like, he hasn't been bad. Like, I don't know what people think. Like, he's been bad. He's been good for us. You know what I'm saying?
No,
Has to say Greg Willis. That's it. But he's been good. You
know what I'm Gerald Willis, right. And that's the thing. People, they really only comparing him to his projection.
Not
his production. That's the difference. They're saying that, oh, he's not a superstar. And that's usually just the haters. You're really just talking about fan bases on the opposite side who want to, you know, take shots at us. Right. So, yeah, you go, oh, you know, he's not all that. But that same fan bases, and I'm not going to call names of the kids, they have a lot of kids who didn't pan out according to the stars next to their name. So other names we can get into as far as transfer portal.
You think about ZJ Ivy? You think he should come back?
Again, no. Not even, not again, no shots. I'm just saying I don't think Ivy's going to get much better. He has the physical profile, but he might as well just go now and see what he's going to do. But there's nothing wrong with that.
What if we need him just like a body purpose?
We don't. We added a lot of bodies in corner this year.
Yeah, but I mean, we only added what, two and oh, three. Never mind. I'm about to say because one of them not going to play next year because of the ACL.
Okay, he can come back again. I wouldn't deter him. Maybe there's something he can learn under the staff that could push him up.
Because if T-Rock stayed, don't forget, T-Rock couldn't do what he wanted to do last year. And it, none of
us. I agree, right.
No, man, I'm not putting nothing on T-Rock. I'm not putting nothing on
DVD. Nothing on T-Rock, nah.
Right, I agree, yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm not saying that. I just say he wasn't able to do what he did. That's why our corners look like the way they did.
He just ain't it. He just not it. And that's just simple.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Let me ask you this. I know you probably watched DVD. Ivy,
not even a backup.
Like, what do you think? What do you
why
think
come back to be a backup though?
What do you think Ivy's like missed, like as far as his development from high school to now? Because
I think he has a heart situation. I don't think he got it inside him.
He kind of thick too. He might have got too big or too muscular. His hips kind
of as crazy as it may sound, in the beginning of the season, all we kept hearing about was, yeah, man, Ivy's looking a lot better. And I'm like, okay, well, now maybe he's probably getting better cornerback coaching. But we've seen a whole year of better quarterback coaching, and nothing has changed. So hey, it's
he
like
was out there doing fall, summer practices and fall practice. Was T-Rock running what he wanted to run with the DBs, and then it just switched up when the game started? Because if that's the case, that might have been why he might have been looking better.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like I say, Diaz barely was at practice. I don't think I've seen him probably maybe twice at a practice, maybe.
Wait, who?
Diaz.
What you mean?
Diaz, head coach.
What you mean?
You mean summer practices? Like summer
practice? I'm saying, like, he, like, okay, well, when we out there, we don't see him at practice. We don't see them doing all the hard work. He might come out when they start joining together as a team. And doing like, you know what I'm saying, team plays and stuff like that. But T-Rob is basically running things on the defense. But when he has the DBs, the corner and the safeties are working together most of the time. And he did look better. He looked better because he's turning his head around and stuff like that. But then, you know, sometimes when you just don't got it, you just don't got it. And that's it. So like Le'Veon said, like, why would I come back to be a backup? It could be a simple situation to, you know, Pope and Wiggins. Like, they got pushed out by younger kids. So, why, you know what I'm saying? Why come back? And I'm going to be
right. If anything, I would suggest Ivy transfers and start. But at this point, he's probably going to be, you know, relegated to backup duties is what I would foresee.
Yeah.
So, as far as the transfer portal, though, again, we landed Lichtenstein. We missed, though, on Banks. Speaking of, because we just spoke on Ivy, I'm not tremendously concerned over the loss. I thought he could have brought, older guy, some experience, a little bit of game experience, not a ton. But older, so obviously more physically developed. Ended up choosing Mississippi State. Most of the tea leaves read for us. I heard one of the issues was he wasn't guaranteed the starting spot. And I mean, you gotta respect that. Voila, you can earn a starting spot. You ain't earned it at Bama. Don't think just because you come to Miami, you just get to get it. You know, like, I don't.
Like, we ain't got dogs here, too.
I mean, we ain't as good as Bama, but who is, right? But at the same time, I'm not just going to give it to you. I'm going to give you – what I'm going to guarantee you if I'm the coach is opportunity to fight for it. That's what I'll – that's what I guarantee you.
And that's so crazy because the whole season when they put out the roster, the depth chart, Stevenson was never listed as a starter on the depth chart until the game. He's starting. Like, does it matter?
No, it don't. No, it doesn't.
All three corners out there. So does it matter? You getting on the field. When you get on the field, do your thing. That's all that matters.
That's what matters. Yeah. Coming out and competing.
If you're at Alabama for 3 years and you lose your spot to a true freshman, like, I don't think you should really be dictating on telling schools that guarantee you a starting spot.
Because that's just a reality check of where you stand.
Right.
You don't need to necessarily, in my opinion, I don't think you need to be demanding a starting spot. Just all you should be demanding is an opportunity to start.
I think just the legacy he had was him transferring from Bama. If it would have been any other,
that's team, it, right? Yeah, he
had that leverage. Yeah,
right. You bring the Bama name, but bro, you're a backup at Bama, and a backup at Bama can be a starter at a lot of schools. But at the same time, I'm not going to guarantee you that just because you went to that school, because sometimes the evaluations are off. Sometimes we don't know your heart. We don't know your competitive spirit, especially when you go to a place like Bama where you're going to go against the best of the best. And some people crumble under that. Miami at its peak was Bama. And the guys that we recruited that really made it and really rose to the top were guys that knew, well, if I ain't starting, I got to keep working. Because if I'm going to be what I think I am, I've got to beat out these guys or at least compete with them. So, you know, the sense of entitlement, it isn't going to work, especially at a championship program like Bama. So, you know, best of luck to the kid at Mississippi State. And I hope it works out well for him. Next name on the list is Jason Jones. Huge kid out of Alabama. Mario actually got him to flip to Oregon on signing day. Really big kid. Another 6'6", 6'7", type kid. Versatile enough, I believe, from just watching what I've seen, to kind of kick inside or out depending on the scheme. He's entered the portal. I like our chances, but it's a little quiet right now. We don't have a ton of information on him. I haven't heard anything else about the young man, but he could be another key addition if we can swing him over. Huge kid. Young. Only going to get better. It just has to be developed more.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that it's quiet. You know, they in talks with him, but they just, I guess, trying to get him down here to visit. That's the only situation with him. You know, to come down and check it out. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them kids haven't been, you know, especially from the West Coast, or even him being from Bama, they haven't came down. You know what I'm saying? So you don't just want him to come and just say, yeah, I'm committing to Miami. And then when they get here, be like, oh, nah, this ain't what I like. You know what I'm saying? So just getting him down here, that's it. And by January time coming, once the kids are able to come down, man, it's going to be a whole lot of talk going on. So I ain't worried the least bit, like, at all.
Yeah, I think we'll end up snagging him when the time comes. With some other D tackles, I know we had that. I know he's not in a it's not a transfer portal topic, but what's the D tackle? Ahmed Moten from Cardinal Gibbons. I think he go to Cardinal Gibbons. Yeah, so I think, yeah, like we said, Mario, we going off. I think fans are going off a lot of what they knew Diaz was going to do with like the numbers and who we attacking at the portal. But I mean, Mario's kind of kept it close to the vest so far. So the only people we know about is the reports we get. So I mean, who kind of knows like what certain D tackles or DNs he's looking at in the portal? But I do know Jason Jones is one of them since he's coached him previously and has a relationship. But yeah, big body. I would like to take because we do need some meat. No home pause on the line. So
yeah,
we need some big bodies on the line.
Yeah. Listen, we need some meat. Pause.
I think it's gonna come down to an Auburn Miami battle for him. Supposedly he's really close with Mario. And he's really close with Aaron Fields, who's going to be the new strength coach. Field got him to lose like 50 pounds and got him on a real good plan. So, I think this is going to come down to the visit.
All right. Next name to, you know, keep your eye on, DJ James. I'm not as familiar with this kid. Drew, you brought him up. Corner, right?
Yeah, he's a corner. He was a starting corner at Oregon, and he hopped into the portal when Mario got the job. So not too sure if Mario's gonna, you know, chase after him, but I think missing out on Banks, I think he could be the next option, either him or Ryan Watts from Ohio State. I think those two might be the next two corners that we might be looking at. Here in a couple of weeks, if Mario doesn't go after James, then, you know, that's obviously a red flag. I know he got into some trouble for doing drive-bys with a BB gun this summer.
Yo, that was so funny with that pause you just put in, bro. Like, he said, yo, we got in trouble for drive-bys. I was like, what?
I was gonna say, hold on, what?
Yeah. He can't come here.
Yeah. he got in trouble for him and a teammate was shooting at people with BB guns. But I mean, I guess when you're out in Oregon, it's the summertime, you ain't got shit to do. Like, I guess the devil likes to put idle hands.
Yeah, no doubt.
Smart. Maybe Mario at the same time too is not rushing on the portal because there's gonna be so many more boys hit the portal after the bowl games and even after spring practice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. If you look at the portal now, there's really not a lot of Miami caliber options, I feel, without doing like real in-depth like film watching and looking at stats. But from what I've seen, there's very few portal options right now that I feel would be our Miami options, like Miami caliber kids. Like we're better off trying to use Mario to go after these elite kids that didn't sign out of high school. Or maybe even looking at the JUCO ranks and see what's in there in the JUCOs before reaching it for a portal kid that might not be a Miami caliber talent.
Yeah, no.
Another thing, I'm thinking Mario basically he's trying to look at his bowl game and really understand what is needed after this. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's such a hurry to go ahead and just take anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because still got a bowl game. Still got most of the players who are going to come back. So you need a real evaluation of the team. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying, let's just bring a whole bunch of players in for what? You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say that earlier. That's why I don't want to jump the gun. I don't know if we're going to talk about this or not. But that's why this COVID thing, I didn't want – because they were saying they don't know if they're going to be able to play or not. But they're going to try to. That's why, to me, the bowl game is so important. Not just for us fans to watch it, but – that's kind of like a tryout for a lot of players. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, people forget we got like 60 freshmen and sophomores on the roster.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's like, if we're going for a portal kid, they got to be like an instant impact.
Type of
player. It can't be a player that's going to come in and compete like. It got to be a player that's like a Jameson Williams from Ohio State that went to Alabama. Somebody that can come in right away and play because we got like 65 to almost 70 freshmen and sophomores on the team already.
Unless it's an impact linebacker, impact defensive line, impact offensive line, like everything else we got. Like,
yeah, I would think I would hear more about them hitting a linebacker in the portal, but at the same time, I don't think there's really any immediate impact linebacker.
Exactly. There's really no like impact guy that you can look at the linebacker board and say, all right, yeah, this guy gonna come in and start right away. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, we're better off just trying to go after these elite high school players that didn't sign and go after them, because it's not like we got to recruit like a full class. You know, we only got to get like 10 signees over 4 visit weekends. You know what I mean? So if we can get like 2 commits every weekend, or, you know, 2 kids every weekend to come in, that's 8 commits. We can get a couple more just based off of just being in Miami and being that is Mario's name. You know, you're going to have a lot of high school coaches that got kids that's going to send Mario Tate and say, hey, take my kid. And then, like, if I'm an elite kid right now, like, if I ain't signed and Miami and Mario Cristobal comes and offer me now and they ain't offer me before, I need to take that shit serious. Like, you know what I mean? This is not no, you know, springtime offer. This is Miami. They offered me after signing day. I didn't sign. I'm an elite kid. Now they're offering me, you know, with a new staff. Like, yeah, obviously this new staff really wants me.
That's the thing, though. We don't have I agree with what you're saying, though, but we don't know who the staff, all the staff is going to be, like the coordinator, the D coordinator, offensive coordinator. So that might.
But we don't as a fans know, but I'm pretty sure Mario's already told recruits, like, hey, I'm about to hire this guy. But he got a bowl game, so we're not going to announce it until.
Y'all think he knows who they're going to be already?
I think he's already, because he said in a recent interview, he said he's been doing nothing but coaching search and recruiting. So the man said he don't sleep. So obviously he's been making a lot of phone calls and talking to a lot of people. Like,
yeah, I think he's waiting for the bowl game to end.
Yeah, so I think he's the type of coach where, like, he don't really want, like, it all out there in the news. Because, I mean, like, people worried about what Mario's done, but, like, this man has hired a lot of coaches that became head coaches. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm hearing about Jim Mastro, the running back coach at Oregon. How y'all feel about him if we got him?
I mean, his running backs get 1,000 yards. My concern is him recruiting South Florida, because we don't really need to leave Florida for a running back.
I might be biased. I just feel like them South Florida running backs, they're going to come to Miami regardless. I mean, like, we had some even mediocre running backs, and we still, you know, kind of never really worried about.
You got Mark Fletcher, probably the top running back in the state for 2003. You don't really need to go anywhere to recruit.
I'm fine with Hickson.
You can get a 4-star from Orlando as a running back, and he'll come down and do work.
Yeah,
I'm fine with Hickson personally, but I mean, it's what Mario want to do. But
I think a lot of fans, I don't know if it's fair, but a lot of fans say they want to question, does Hickerson recruit anybody else outside of that position? Because he don't. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, he helped recruit Flag. He was one of the recruits on that one, but
it's cool, man. They'll figure that situation out. Me personally, I kind of think Mario already has the staff already ready.
That's what I asked.
He's just not saying much.
So you think he got his OC in DC already?
Obviously, we got the offensive line and receiver coach already.
Receiver coach already. The trainer, Stripper.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and they even talking about keeping Feely on staff as his assistant.
Oh, word!
They're talking about keeping Feely as the highest paid number 2, like strength and conditioning coach in the country. Oh, because he can go somewhere else. Because if he don't take the Duke job, you know what I mean? Like, he might as well just stay in Miami and get paid as a head. Like, unless it's an ego thing. But I mean, like, he's better than you. You know what I mean? Like,
feel the OC and the DC is kind of like set in stone. He's just waiting.
I think Mario already knows, and already know. I think he just ain't. You know, he's keeping things close, tight to him. His bowl games being played, so he basically just waiting. You know what I'm saying, to see what's going on with the bowl games, and then everything will be announced.
Yeah, I think by the end of next week, you probably know who's the, by the time recruiting starts, by the time the dead period is over.
Yeah, by the time if things aren't announced around our bowl game, it'll be like right after.
Yeah,
right after it's January. I keep telling people like, yeah, it's not a rush. Like, what are y'all rushing for?
It ain't a rush
because everybody's waiting for news and shit, and then like. They fuck around and get a G5 coach that flip Louisiana fucking commits and try to hype it up like
recruits that Mario got, you know what I'm saying? Them were recruits that we were able to get to come. It wasn't much we could do, you know what I'm saying, on the trail to get other recruits. Like it wasn't much we could do. Most of them kids was already locked in. Right. So to rush and hire coaches, it just ain't make no sense. Mario did his job. We got Wesley, we got Shamar. Najalee Kelly. We got Jaleel Skinner.
Still
working. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas about to spend the holidays together and shit. Like, Mario's a family man, yo. Like, he ain't no 38-year-old coach that don't really care about your personal life. You know what I mean? Like, he's a grown man. Like, he got a family too. So it's like, he didn't know refs to go hire like a coach. He knows who he knows. Like he knows who he knows. Like he's been coaching for a long time, and he's put a lot of coaches that he started off a lot of coaches that was on his like FIU staffs back in the day who are now head coaches, like Scott Satterfield and fucking he got enough coaches that are not head coaches. Like the dude Ken Wilson, he just got hired on the linebacker coach from Oregon. He just got hired on from the head coach at Nevada. You know what I mean? So
yeah, and they you know saying that's so, like, natural. Natural
might go there as the OC, but you know what I mean. Miami can just pay him a little bit more money, and it's Miami. He's like one of the best running back coaches. He's just out there in Oregon, like
his running back. That's the last on the transfer. That's the last. I don't know where Larry went, but that's the last on the transfer talks, right?
Oh no, I'm still here, man. I'm letting your boys vibe, man. I ain't wanna cut in. Okay. Actually, there's a few more names to know. Y'all went off on a tangent, but I was like, let them roll.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Jared Verse is another name to know. He is from Albany, playing ball in Albany. I gotta see his
strength numbers.
We talking about
a nigga from Albany to play at Miami? Like,
well, he's got some offers. Like, yeah, DN. He's got offers. He's
got some big offers.
He's about 250 is what he's listed. 6'4", 250.
It's just like his list numbers because he fuck around and go to school at Miami and get his head blown off. First day of practice.
I mean, possibly. He got some
big, pretty big offer, though.
He's already visited Florida State.
In a portal.
He's already visited Florida State. He's already visited Tennessee, I want to say.
But why didn't get him to commit? That's my question.
I think he's weighing his options.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I don't know if he's high on the list. Yeah.
Do y'all guys think like the transfer portal should have like an endless time, or should it be like the soccer where it have like the transfer period where you can only go in the portal at a certain time and like for a certain weeks, and then you have to get out before that time is out. So like,
no, because I think the issue with the transfer portal, and it's something I want these guys to consider, is it gives and it takes. So going in isn't a blessing. It really ain't a blessing right now. If you're not a top tier talent, I want these kids to start to understand that if you look over in that portal, it's a lot of guys sitting there.
Yeah,
and you know what a lot of those guys have in common with you? They thought they were better than they were.
It's like that state. It's like that that State Farm commercial when they said he got like 2 or 3 more years. He said the time is now.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be like that all the time.
Right.
Sometimes you end up
at some D2 school. I don't think they need a deadline, though. I mean, it is what it is.
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to see some of that slow down just because it's getting so loaded that I think these guys are going to start to realize, listen, I've just got to step it up if I really intend on being a contributor at this level. Or I need to focus my energy into something else. So, yeah, let them see. Let them see how many guys are hanging out there. You don't need no deadline. Because reality is that portal is smack full of guys. But again, I don't know how super high we are on Jared Verse, but he does have some legit offers out there. He does have a good frame. He's a guy that could be somebody to just look out for. Y'all help me with this one, the Hunter.
Nazard.
Okay, that was the
center from Cornell.
Drew, you said he wanted him. Why you want the boy from Albany? Same
man. Shit. He out there destroying motherfuckers. That's one thing I love about offensive linemen is give me an offensive lineman that got good feet, that's smart, and is out there destroying motherfuckers. And anything else, I can a college coach, an FBS level coach, should be able to work with. You know what I mean? And when you watch his tape, he's out there hitting motherfuckers on the first level, getting to the second level, smashing linebackers. He's not Patty Kate pussyfooting with motherfuckers. He's out there knocking heads off. He's playing Ivy League ball. So he's smart. You know what I mean? You know he's a smart motherfucker. So learning the playbook and learning like the mental side of the game is not gonna be an issue for him. It's the speed of the game that's gonna be an issue, but as long as he's out there destroying motherfuckers, he'll catch up to the speed. Like,
he has some pretty good offers too coming out of there.
Yeah, he got offers from like Iowa and like Big Ten schools. Yeah, get me that motherfucker for real. Like, if you watch his tape on his YouTube, yeah.
They say he had a little draft grade right now, so he's probably just trying to up it with the thing, but. Yeah, he does have a draft grade right now coming out of Cornell.
I mean, he's 6'4", 298. He could probably play center or guard. Physical wise, the way he plays, he can definitely play at the FBS level.
That would be a pretty light guard though at 298, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but quick, get to the second level. He's smart. He can pull him.
No doubt.
Well, we got one guard spot locked up already. With your boy
Rivers. Yeah, once we get Rivers back. Let's see who else we got left. Jacob Cowing. That is what, the wide receiver, correct?
Yeah, the wide receiver from UTEP.
UTEP. Okay.
Yeah, he's good. The only thing with him is because of the COVID, there's a whole bunch of like freshmen that should be sophomores. So he still has like 3 years left of like eligibility, but he's already played like 3 years.
Yeah, I saw that. That's kind of funky. Cause I think he made like I think yeah, he was
like, he's already like he's physically played and got all conference for like 3 years, and he still
three
got
years. Yeah, I'm about to say that
left of eligibility because of COVID. Because like he played his true freshman year, and he made all conference, but he only played in 4 games. And then he made second team all conference last year, which would have been his sophomore year. But since it didn't count, this year was his sophomore year again. So, but yeah, he's put up a lot of yards out there at UTEP.
We talked about T2 yet?
That's I was going to end it with T2. Who's T2? Well,
Terrence Lewis.
Terrence Lewis. Actually played with Wesley Bassein. He was a 5-star kid, dynamic talent. Rumored to have issues. I've kind of heard conflicting things on that kind of made it sound like the kid's reputation was worse than what he deserved. But as of now,
the ACL he just suffered. I mean, he suffered not too long ago. Don't help neither.
Yeah, as of now, I don't see him as a Miami guy.
You think he should go to a JUCO?
Or
I don't know if he'll.
Or do you think? Do you think? He should, All right, so let me ask you this. Do you think situations like this, these kids should just go to HBCU? Not go to a JUCO.
But it just depends where his head at. Like, if he could, if the JUCO thing, if he can go do the schoolwork, you know what I'm saying, and do what he got to do. But to go to JUCO, I feel, after, like, he was a five-star and everything, I think mentally, I don't know where the boy's head at, so I'm not going to put anything on him. I'm just talking about in general. I think your head got to be right. You know what I mean?
You have to have a good support system. Yeah, I think in the portal, you have to be academic qualified, though. So I think as long as you're in the portal, that means you're qualified.
He's never had a grade issue, so that's definitely an issue with him.
Well, I think like with him, or like, I think he should go to HBCU and then play like a year or two, and then if he like gets, if he's obviously better than everybody on the field, then he should try and either go to the league or transfer to the back to FBS level. Because then he won't have to sit out.
Yeah, I think I mean me personally, I still think he'll end up being a Cane when it's all said and done.
He got time too. It's not like he got a sign.
The character issue, man, that's just you know what I'm saying, man. It's a lot of rumors. Nothing in concrete. Yes, he had an issue. He had one little certain issue that went on when he was in high school down here, but other than that, man, the man, he hasn't gotten in trouble. He went to Maryland, didn't get in trouble. Obviously, he had to have surgery. And wants to come back home. And, you know, like I say, me personally, man, I think he will end up being a Cane when it's all said and done.
If he was a troublemaker and you know what I'm saying, his head wasn't right, he would have gotten in trouble again after not coming up here in Maryland, not being able to play football, which is what he loved. Kept his face clean, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't seem like he got any grade casualties, so yeah, somebody would take it. If it's not us, somebody would take a chance on him. But I mean, shoot, he got till even spring to figure that out. So I think he just feels like he would have got offered by the schools he wants to by now. But man, a young man got time, man. Shit, I'm about 20 minutes from here, and I might go holler at my boy, man. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think he should be. If we're gonna take a linebacker, we might as well just take him. Like, unless we get an all-conference linebacker.
Unless we finna get somebody who finna come in and like start right now, I take him because it's a crazy thing that he still got 4 years. Take him, man, and you can build. Him and Wesley, they had great chemistry on the field together. So just like, come on. Like, that makes perfect sense right there. Oh, they had great chemistry on the field together. What you think they're going to do in college? You know what I'm saying? So.
Definitely a body we could use, absolutely. In our weakest position, so
weakest, goddamn.
Which doesn't go with tradition. All right, let's shift over. Let's look at some of the high school names we can still look at before this session wraps up. Obviously, early signing day is done now, and so now we look to the old traditional signing. Period. And so the names we want to get into there, I guess we'll go with guys that I would say the confidence is pretty high. So we'll start with Kevin Coleman. He got a crystal ball towards us from the GOAT today. Was that today or yesterday?
That was yesterday, last night.
That was yesterday. Yeah, that Monday was 12:20. Yeah, 12-20-21 on the GOAT, crystal ball, Kevin Coleman over to the Hurricanes of Miami. Guy that, you know, again, not our most hard-up position, but he definitely can add competition to the room, depth to the room, you know, take place of the Abieta flip, which is one reason I think Abieta did flip. So Kevin Coleman's there. Probably after Kevin, we go, what's his name? Moss.
Cyrus Moss.
Cyrus.
Cyrus Moss.
Cyrus Moss is probably, to me, confidence-wise, will be number two behind him.
feeling very confident with that guy because all things was leading to USC. And the fact that he didn't, well, we're getting word that he didn't send in his letter of intent.
Yeah, he pushed it back.
I don't know how true or if he didn't, that right there shows me, oh man, you one really got like that's it. We done. So
yeah, they interviewed him yesterday. He said he was gonna send it in and he pushed it back. But I'm not sure. Is he still gonna announce January 8th? Because it seems
he's a Bishop Gorman kid.
Yeah, he announced January 8th. He's gonna announce
January 8th. He can't even early enroll anyway.
All right. Yeah.
So he can't early enroll.
No, he's a Bishop Gorman kid. He can't.
That's why I was asking. He said
he's gonna announce on January 8th, though. So
But he can't early enroll because he's a Catholic school kid, so.
Wait, so Brevin Jordan ain't?
No, Brevin Jordan didn't
enroll either. Jordan ain't. Remember, Jordan had to wait till the summer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, so yeah, man, I think they're both in the same. One might be in the Under Armour game, the other one in the Army game.
No, they're both in the
Army game.
If we get both of them, man, that'd be great publicity for the school, for the program to get.
We got some Canes in that game, though. So we got some.
Well, again, you're right. So that just adds to the brand, right, which is why I think the coaches are like would be all about that. Like, yeah, don't announce on that national stage.
You got the names who gonna be in that game, Drew?
I know Josh Conley's gonna be in there.
Jaleel, you talking about the commits, right? Jaleel Skinner gonna be at that game.
Yeah, Jaleel Skinner's gonna be in the game.
That might be it. I think that's
Look it up real quick while we we'll go down the list.
Under Armour game.
Valerian, you want to add? You still want to add Shamar Stewart in there, or you want?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Nigel Lee. I think Nigel Lee Kelly gonna be at the Army game too.
Is he okay? I didn't know Nigel Lee was in the Army game
as well.
All right, dope. Shamar Stewart.
Nigel Lee is gonna be there.
And Jaleel Skinner, yeah.
I'm real high on Shamar Stewart. I've been high on him since forever. So that's me.
I'm with you though. I honestly feel like again, Manny had him. I think he's a hometown kid.
I don't think Manny had him. Then, I think he was going to A&M for some reason. But
I think A&M got in because Manny underperformed on the field. Yeah. That's just my gut.
Yeah, that's the truth right there.
And then once he underperformed, and it was like, these other schools can get in. Now that Manny's out the way, I think he's like, all right, now I got a coach that has already done some things, that has won championships, right, as a player and as a coach. Now it changes. Because, you know, Manny was basically a fan who got the coach. That's all he was at the end of the day. Me has some football background. But he's a guy that, honestly, he's much more of a fan that got a coach than, like, a Miami guy, right? Because we keep saying we want a Miami guy, right? And we had who? Randy Shannon. But Randy didn't get the resources. So Randy failed. Now we're getting another Miami guy with resources. So I think it's a game changer. Shamar's another name to know. Like X, I feel like he's a guy we're gonna bring back in the fold.
He's there. Like he just put out his top three, which is Texas A&M, Georgia, and UM.
Right.
If you're paying attention to recruiting, if anybody, which I know everybody are, if you're paying attention to recruiting, you know Texas A&M is getting everybody they want, whoever. Their class is really getting thin for them to take anybody else.
Yeah, they got like five of the top eight DNs in the nation. So,
and then you know they when they got Shamar out there to come visit, they was really pushing for a commitment. They really wanted him to commit, and it didn't happen. So it was another defensive end. I think they had landed too because they was hoping that Shamar commits, but he didn't. So that
E&I White from Philadelphia. He was like top 30 in the nation.
Okay, yeah, that's him. Yeah, so that right there just shows that, yeah, man, Shamar, he didn't really want to leave, man. He don't want to leave the state. He don't want to leave Miami. So I felt that since I interviewed him last year, And I still feel the same way. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's he's gonna be a Kane, man. So
I'm confident in that one too. So
yeah, I do feel like when he pushed it back and everything, not pushed it back, he been did that, but putting out the top three and everything, because there was some Jackson State rumors I was seeing, but I think he's gonna be a Kane too. Not just because of he wants to be in Miami. I mean, X knows or would know more about that situation than me, but I was just looking at all the DNs and shit A&M took, and I was like, why would you even put yourself in that situation? You know what I mean?
Right, and that ain't fear of competition. It's just super crowded room in the same class.
It ain't a business decision, like, man.
Right.
I was like, not saying he can't, you know what I'm saying, compete, but, like, why even put yourself in that situation to do that, man? They got, like, five of the top eight DNs in the nation committed there right now.
What do you think is going to happen to Donnell Harris?
He's gonna get in that portal pretty soon. And that's my guy, man. But hey, you know what I'm saying?
Is he playing DN or is he like outside
edge rusher?
Okay.
Yeah, outside edge rusher. So, hey.
I think Donnell would probably be better as a 3-4 linebacker.
That's what they got him doing though. Kind of standing
that
up.
Is what, okay.
Outside edge rusher, three-four linebacker. He's not putting his hand in the dirt because they gonna kill him. They gonna run right up. You know what I'm saying? Because
he's kind of like Cyrus Moss though.
I don't know, because Cyrus Moss his body frame got the body frame to gain weight. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Donnell Harris has that. Like, he can
Cyrus
do
Rock, Moss can have a Jalen Phillips type body, yeah. And what's your
Cyrus,
name?
Cyrus Moss can literally have not even Jalen Phillips, like literally a Greg Rousseau body. Because they both 6'6". They both played safety in high school and defensive end, so they both are athletic enough. Now Cyrus Moss is way more athletic than Greg Rousseau though.
Way more, yeah.
He's just scary. Really skinny, though. That's my only issue.
Yeah, scary. I remember Donnell coming out. I was like, how much bigger is he really?
But hey, man, if we get him in our strength and condition program, man, that's he gonna put by 30 or 40 on him. So that's nothing.
Because he's still very early because he reclassified, so he a year younger than
that was true too. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's one.
Yeah, he reclassified.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
he did reclassify.
Nah.
Oh, you talking about Donnell Harris?
Yeah, Harris. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's supposed to. He was actually supposed to be in the same class with James Williams and them, right?
Yep.
That was supposed to be all of them in our class, like James and Donnell.
Well,
and
I thought he was supposed to be 2020, but he came out 2019.
No, he came out
2020.
It was 2021.
Okay.
A couple more names to know before we get out of here. TJ Dudley. I think I brought him up before. TJ Dudley.
Linebacker from Alabama, right?
Yeah, linebacker from Bama.
Taken in it came out today. He's taking an official to Florida, I know of. I think January 4th, I think it is, or the 8th, something like that.
Yeah, I think he's gonna commit.
To Florida?
Yeah.
I was gonna say that. Yeah, I think Florida's probably the biggest competition there. But you know, don't let us get him on campus.
Right.
You know, Mario gets him on campus, that's a game changer. Yeah. And I think he will. I think he'll get him on campus.
If he doesn't commit that weekend, I think he goes visits Miami, I think we'll get him.
Because our linebacker room is intriguing, but I guess so is
Florida. Supposedly
Florida lost two linebackers in the portal, two starters.
Supposedly Mario's going after C-Rob, Florida's linebacker coach.
Yeah, I had heard that. We'll get a little more development on that as that you know blossoms. Another highly touted kid, that Mario was able to go steal out of Alabama's backyard. Definitely could be an addition to our room. Name to keep in mind. We'll see how especially the Florida visit goes. Did we talk about? I don't know, lost my place. Ahmad Moten.
I mentioned him a little earlier. But yeah, he's top five. I think Tennessee, Oklahoma, Miami,
maybe Carolina, and Louisville, Carolina. I think.
Yeah.
I think Louisville rounded it out.
He hasn't set up any officials yet though.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be a Oklahoma Miami battle.
I love his frame already, man. Just looking at the pictures of the kid, he's big.
I think he was committed to Iowa State, wasn't he?
No, that's not him. It was
Thomas.
Yeah, him. He was the one that they might be they looking at. But Ahmad, good motor.
He blew up later in the season.
Ain't no blow up. That man been good for years.
I mean offers wise. My fault. Offers wise.
Yeah. He been good in high school, period. I've been wanting them to start looking at him. Obviously, I don't know what was Diaz thinking. But if we could get him, man, and it, depending on the type of defense we play, he'll be special, man. The kid could play. He could play. He could fly out, just play football.
All right. Is there any other names you want to bring up? I think that'll do for this little group. So that pretty much sums up the bulk of the guys as far as names. You just need to keep your ear open for, you know, stay in tune, see what's gonna pop with those guys. I still think we're in position to land a top 15 class.
Which would be fucking crazy if that really happens.
We didn't talk about the offensive linemen.
Oh yeah. There were. Let's see.
Oh, Josh Connerly and the other boy.
That's right. Oh, here. My bad. I didn't scroll down. Yeah.
I think it's Uli.
Ayuli, probably. Yeah, Dave Ayuli, I would imagine.
I think we get one of them for sure.
Yeah, I told you we're gonna start getting some linemen. We can't pronounce your last name.
You did.
Yeah, you definitely did say that.
Oh, and what about Grayson? Grayson Halton.
Halton, and Jaleel Florence. Yeah.
My bad. My fault. I see why I messed up. My bad, y'all. I didn't scroll down on my list right.
But now Connolly, I think he's the number five. No, like number seven player in the nation or something. That'd be a huge, huge get. I think he could be a day one starter for us, depending on where they put him at.
Supposedly, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, supposedly they're going to visit the eighth because some of them can early enroll.
The other boy's not committing. He's visiting as well, the other O lineman. We could possibly get both of them.
Yeah, because some of them can early enroll.
Yeah, because those boys, I know the what's his last name? Iwafulu?
Uli?
Iwafulu?
Ayuli is what I would say. It's only it's Iuli. So I'd imagine it's Ayuli.
But yeah. He mentioned the other day it wasn't really Mario leaving that affected his recruitment. It was Alex Mirabal leaving. We all know Mirabal with the O-line. I think everybody pretty much knows that in the college football world. But so it's a good possibility we get both of them. But I do think for sure we get at least one of them, which I'll be fine with.
So yeah, them boys working, man. There's just a lot of heat. I really do believe we can turn in a top 15 class when it's all said and done.
Yo, the running back. What running back we offer today?
Oh, Javonte Citizen.
Yeah, I think he's top 113. Yeah.
He's in this class?
Yeah. 22. Yeah, we offer him today, the running back.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Out of Louisiana. Okay. He has one more official visit. He didn't take his official to Arkansas, so.
No doubt.
Mario's trying to get that last official.
Where was he committed to?
He was committed to LSU. To LSU, but then Kelly didn't keep Fault, the running back coach. So he decommitted and didn't sign.
Yeah, so once January start, man, things gonna get a lot interesting when the visits come around, man.
It's like our recruiting season starts in January. How it sounds,
get them kids out here on visits, man. And it's gonna be start getting funky, man. So
the January sprint.
That's what it is.
And the crazy thing about it is Miami, so the weather gonna be perfect.
You right about that. Nice and cool, like, baby.
Perfect. Bring your family. Let's go.
All right.
We party all year.
All right. Am I? Yeah, yo. But all right, so cool. That's something pretty much everybody needs to be up on at the end of the day, as far as what's the current activity up to today, which is 12/21/21. Shout out to my mom. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, mom. I love you.
Happy birthday, moms.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, fellas. She does actually listen to this stuff. And then I'll be going like, shit, I'll be cursing. My mom don't like me cursing. Mom don't like me cursing. But,
oh, yeah, my dad. Oh, shit, my dad. What the fuck? The COVID situation. So we got outbreak to watch down there. We might be good. Like y'all was saying earlier in the show. In the background, we got 10 days, you know what I mean? But I mean, it was big enough to be on the bottom of ESPN ticker, so it had to, I figured I'd
mention. It's slow though, news is super slow right now for college.
If you
football.
Ain't learned by now, this well, is if somebody has a speeding ticket, they going to put it on ESPN because it's Miami. It's
no, it. I know that, but you know what's funny, X? When I saw that, I was like, man, everybody got COVID in college football now, and I'm like, why Miami on here? You know what I mean? You know,
Miami.
It's that Andrea Adelson lady who probably did it
because she's a Florida fucking game.
Like, you don't tweet about nothing else besides something going on down there. You
man,
tweet
it's Miami, man. Miami. One thing I learned about being in media, man. If you if you talk about anything referring to the city of Miami, it's going to get picked up. If you talk about anything referring to the University of Miami or the Dolphins. Or the Heat is gonna get picked up because it's Miami. That's just how it is, and it's just you gotta embrace it. I embraced it, man. I'm like, hey, okay, whatever. Yeah, y'all gonna talk about Miami? Then guess what? Our name gonna be relevant because you keep talking about us. If we weren't relevant, you wouldn't say a word. Like you wouldn't say nothing. But guess what? We relevant. And y'all keep saying Miami. All right, we here.
Right.
Yeah, you don't speak about irrelevant things. Well, I'll tell you what, right now, basketball team is on a little 4-game winning streak.
This one X usually clear around this time.
I'm about to slide too.
Right, me too. I'm about to say you got the flow, Drew.
Yeah, this Drew little segment right here. Drew, you want to kick it?
Drew, it's so funny, man, because they be like, man, it's why you don't come do the basketball. And I'm like, look, man. Y'all must don't want me to have no life. Like y'all just want me to do everything, Canes, and like some days, boy, I be wanting to just chill. Like if I do Canes, I don't have no tussie time.
Yo, there's people out there that wants a good Miami basketball team. So
we are those people. Yeah, until it's there, though, I'm gonna be honest with you. We keeping it very Miami. If it ain't good, we ain't talking about it.
What that walk? Yeah,
They're on a 5-game winning streak. They won last night over Stetson.
Okay.
So they look pretty good. Cam Augusti's the best player out there. He out there doing work. You know, ACC's game started about to start.
And that's when shit gonna hit the fan.
Exactly. That's when it gets real.
He gonna be one of them zombies on a Walking Dead when ACC's plays.
Larry Nega. That's funny because it sounds like my name and another word blended together. They doing good. We don't want to hype it too much though right now because we gotta wait and see what happens in this ACC play.
Tournament.
But we'll get it. I tell you what, if they win 6 in a row, we're gonna give the basketball team that much more respect. We're gonna get into some much more in depth breakdown. But they gotta win number 6 because the next game is ACC, right? Who is the next opponent for them?
I believe it's I'm right here.
Pull it up.
Yeah, they win 6-7.
Yeah, NC State.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
They win 6-7 in a row, man. I'll be the front row.
9 p.m. In Coral Gables. NC State.
That's too late. Them boys gonna be tired, so we're gonna lose that one.
They might go ahead and lose this one. They got Wake Forest on New Year's.
Yeah, they gonna have party all the time. right. Well,
yeah. I mean, man. They got a little stretch, and then they got Syracuse on the 5th, and then they got Duke on the 8th.
Syracuse. That's my that was you know, I originally
so they got the first three games.
I remember you telling us that.
ACC play is NC State, Wake Forest, and Syracuse.
So. No doubt.
The ACC basketball, it ain't that good this year, man. I've seen
some. ACC basketball, man. That's the best.
You're not allowed to say that school on here, but except for one school. Man, don't put that on everybody now.
Don't say that trash school.
Well, I mean, they got North Carolina, Florida State.
Hey, they got it. Old boy got to get it together, though.
That trash school to Durham. That's
cool. Hey, easy.
You know right, I mean? There you go.
I'm a Duke fan. I don't, you know what I mean? Cool.
That's ACC ball, man. Best conference in the nation.
College basketball. Yeah, college no doubt. Basketball. Hey, thank y'all for kicking it with us, man. Absolutely appreciate everyone tuning in. We appreciate your criticisms, good and bad. We know we're not there yet, so don't shy away from letting us know how we can get better. Once again, want to shout out the homie Steve-O over at Kane's Insight on Twitter. At 365 Kane's Info, great film breakdown. If you want to watch some film breakdown, like I truly enjoy, to become more versed in just watching football, he does a great job, man. He's super passionate. A guy that, man, you have to just respect his passion and vision. Thank you for joining us. And thank y'all for tuning in, man. We'll be back. Streak is going strong, man. We ain't missed a week yet. We don't intend to miss a week. Happy holidays to each and every single one of you, whatever you like to celebrate or don't celebrate. You know, happy Festivus for the rest of us. You know what I mean? We'll holler at y'all next week.
All right,
one. Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.